Oh man. Yo, so if I sound like a little out of breath, it's because I'm working out. I work out a little bit more now and I'm trying to sort of just get back on that. And but yeah, I'm a little bummed out because my financial struggles seem like they're kind of like, I'm not gonna say they're never ending. I'm trying my best to like stay away from saying stuff like never and always because I'm what there's this whole thing about like speaking stuff into existence, and I'm trying to speak good things into existence by saying like I'm trying to speak good things into existence, but it's like it's very frustrating because now I have to speak and now I have to wait. You know what I mean? And it's like no. And I have like rich people. I have this rich guy who's just like the most annoying person, kind of like just sort of telling me, no, you don't have to wait for the good stuff to happen. You can go out and make the good stuff happen. And it's like, bro, I don't think you understand how like life works, you know? But it's like he's rich, so it's like of course he's not gonna understand how life works. But it's like I have to, like for example, it's not like I can't just kick down a door of my dream job and be like, okay guys, I work here now, so just go ahead and start paying me money and put money into my mail. It's like they're not gonna be like, I like your moxie and your confidence, kid. Here's your, what's your address? We're gonna start sending you checks. It's like that's not how life works. That's not like, you know, like that's not how things work. And the annoying thing is that like the people who push the narrative that it could work like that are people who are the people who are in charge of doing stuff like that. Like I'm gonna like this is gonna be a very controversial thing for me to say, but I 1 million percent don't believe that life is supposed to be frustrating, as frustrating and as bad as it is, because everything that's happening is happening because people who are in power are abusing their power, you know? At the very core, like every bad thing in America specifically, I'm not gonna say the world, but every bad thing in America is a result of people abusing their power. People who are abusing their power and basically getting no repercussions for it, which is kind of why I'm hoping that like, and I'm trying to stay away from politics, but I couldn't. I'm just hoping that like Donald Trump gets it. I hope that he gets what's coming to him. Because like it's not, because like it's very frustrating to know that there's a guy. It's very frustrating to know that like, because if he gets in trouble, then like the house of cards of being a rich white guy is gonna like start crumbling down a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Harvey Weinstein got what he had going to him. Now you got like people starting to like pay more attention to what's going on. Like we're starting to pay more attention to the judicial system now, and just pay more attention to just how. How rich, how I don't know the word, how fragile it is for people in power. And it's like it shouldn't be. If I can go to jail for doing something wrong, then anybody should be able to go to jail for doing something wrong. It shouldn't be, oh, I don't think these people are doing anything wrong, so I mean like should we put them in jail? It's like no, he's doing something wrong, it's been proven. So it's very frustrating to know that that's kind of what we're dealing with as society right now. So I'm hoping that he gets it, because if Donald Trump gets it, then that would just make it easier for other people in power to get in trouble for it, because they can't say, oh, you let Trump go. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, no, we didn't. Earlier this week, I think I said this in my last podcast, but I'm saying it again because I just think it's really awesome. Earlier this week, I end up. I'm getting in my car. I'm getting off of work. I'm getting in my car. I'm getting in my car, and I get a random phone call from apparently one of my cousins. Now, I've been doing a genealogy on again and off again for like a few years now, and my cousin, and one of the more elusive grandparents that I've had is my dad's father. Is my dad's father. And because like my dad's father died when I was like 12 or 13. I was a teenager then, and I wasn't really old enough to ask him, you know, who his family was or who his parents were or anything like that. And unfortunately, all of his siblings are also passed away. So like I get so it just never really dawned on me to ever just ask him, hey, you know, what about your family? What about your parents, your mom, your dad, your grandparents and stuff like that? And so I just for a long time just sort of said, you know what, I'm just gonna go with what I can get from what I can find. And kind of find out I have a cousin who literally lives like minutes away from me, like just literally 3 minutes. and I didn't know this, and he's my grandpa's nephew. He's my grandpa's nephew, which makes him, you know, my dad's cousin. My dad's a, I think his first cousin, but like, you know, so it's like he hung out with my dad when they were kids, and you know, so it's like there's a lot going on there. You know, we're interacting with each other, we're hanging out and stuff like that. And you know, he cut my hair, and now here's the thing. I don't like getting my hair cut. I still don't like getting my hair cut, but I do like, you know, the idea that, like, because like this was kind of like one of those things where I felt like it was just so like a act of trust between, you know, family members. You know what I'm saying? I let him cut my hair, which means, you know, now he knows I trust him and I respect him and stuff like that. So here's to hoping that like somewhere down the line, you know, something good comes from this. And it has. He's told me about like a few cousins that he's had. He's told me about like, you know, family. He's told me about his family members and who, you know, like, you know, my grandpa's side of family and stuff like that. I wish I could have wrote all this down, but I could just ask him again, you know. And I just think it's really dope that, you know, like, my, you know, like my grandpa, you know what I'm saying? Like, this guy knew my grandpa's dad. No, this guy knew. Yeah, he knew my grandpa's dad. You know what I mean? So I just think that that's kind of awesome. I could just ask him about it down the line so I can like get some information about it and stuff like that. It's just, it's crazy how this is all going on. Like I now have access sort of to my family. And also he did say that he was going to help me out any way he could, which I also think is great. Like, he is going to, like, I'm trying to find a new job now because, like I said, my financial problems are only getting worse. And he works for the state. He was like, "Yo, man, if you need a job working for the state, you know, I got you. I could hook you up." And I'm like, "Yes, that's exactly what I need right now." Because, yeah, man, like, I'm getting my hours cut. I'm getting my, like I said, the system is simply saying, you know, hey, you know, you suck at your job, so you're getting less hours. And unfortunately, I have no other choice but to just sort of accept that. You know what I mean? And like I said, the more work I'm doing and the more financially unstable I'm getting, the more, like I said, every single time I get put into this predicament, it's like, I don't think, oh, well, like, this is not for them lazy. Like, you know, like, the problem is that, like, when people go through the stuff that they're going through like this, the first thing that they do is find somebody to blame. And the person that they choose to blame is usually, like, the poor or the marginalized. And I'm like, no, I'm blaming the system. I'm going to blame the system because there's a system here that is at work to, you know, some people are benefiting off of it and some people aren't. Like, there's a whole narrative about how life is supposed to be hard. Like, life is supposed to be hard until it gets easy. That's the narrative. The narrative is life is supposed to be hard until it gets easy. And I don't think that that's true. Now, like, I don't think that is true. And I also think that the people who established this is one without a, you know, like, people who established this are also people who, what's wrong looking for? The people who established the whole life should be hard until it's easier narrative are the same people, are like, you know, are people who don't go through any hardships. You know what I mean? They're just trying to make it easier for everybody else to go through hardships. And they're trying to make it easier for everybody else to go through stuff that they're going through. And it's just like, it's very frustrating. It's very upsetting because they're not helping with anything. You know, it's like, you know, like, rich, I always say this about rich people. Rich people are like useless. Most rich people are like, look, once again, look at Donald Trump. Like, if money didn't exist, what would Donald Trump actually be good for? You know what I'm saying? If money wasn't a thing, what would any of these billionaires be useful for? There's a current story going around. It's not completely true, but there's a story going around where there's a guy who apparently made himself homeless in hopes to get himself, in order to prove that, like, you could become financially successful. All you gotta do is pull yourself. He basically tried to do the pull yourself by the bootstraps challenge, where he made himself financially unstable and then went on to try to become, you know, a millionaire again or something like that. Like, the story is not completely true. Apparently he's not a millionaire, but he is well off, but he's not like a millionaire. I think that was one of the things that went off. But the fact of the matter is that he was indeed, he was indeed financially doing well, and then he tried to get it out the mud like everybody else, and he realized he couldn't do it. And the reason why he stopped doing it is because he was starting to get sick. Like there's a tweet that actually has been going around where there's a tweet that was going around that basically pointed out that poverty breaks you down on a molecular level, and this proves that. So it's like, you know, it's like my whole thing is that, like, if you can't, if you're a rich person and you're good at working, and you're so good at earning money and all this other crap, then losing money should not be that big of a problem for you. I will gauge how successful a person is by how they react to the idea of how much of them losing money. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm broke right now. I'm broke right now, and I'm panicking. But that's only because, like, you know, like, I still got all these bills I gotta pay. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about me, man. I'm trying to just sort of survive out here, and it's very frustrating. In the process of me trying to survive out here, and while it's being very frustrating, I've been making like YouTube shorts lately, and you know, a lot of my YouTube shorts have actually been getting a lot of playback, and which I just think is kind of awesome. Like one of my YouTube shorts where I mock bullies for picking on sensitive people. I feel like it's probably like my most watched video right now. It's probably like my most watched short right now. And I feel like it's my most watched one because people are misinterpreting what it means. So I'm just going to go ahead and explain it here real quick. Like, that video is not mocking sensitive people. It's literally called sensitive people just for attention. It's mocking people who pick on people for being sensitive, because at some point the guy is asking, you know, hey, now it's like, because the joke starts off with, oh, LOL, I thought you was, I keep on forgetting that you're sensitive. And then the guy responds with, okay, well, now that you remember that I'm sensitive, can you treat me better? And the person says, no, mistreating people is funny and I like to laugh. It's basically me mocking people who like mistreating people for laughs. And I feel like people who are mistreating others for laughs are going to, like, forget that part. They're going to ignore that part. So there's that. I mean, like, I'm, you know, that's the joke. The joke is you're a bully, and you're a bully and a sociopath. That's what it is. But yeah, like, I don't think they're gonna get it, because bullies are not that smart. So there's that. But like I said, though, I am, like, you know, I'm doing a YouTube thing my own way, like I've been doing. I'm not even trying to, like, get views. I'm not really, like, trying to get views anymore. I'm doing the YouTube series and YouTube vlogs and stuff like that to kind of just sort of keep myself sane, because, you know, like, the idea is to give myself a routine so I don't become stagnant. Because, like, right now I haven't been able to go to training since, hold on. I hope that tapping isn't too loud. I haven't been able to go to training for a month now. And, it's very hurtful to know that is happening. So I'm trying my best to just sort of, like, keep myself from losing my mind. And, this is the way to do it. This is the way that I chose to do it. So yeah. I also like it, but like I said, though, I don't like, I'm convinced now that, like, crime is engineered. Crime is manufactured by the rich, by the, not necessarily, because, like, when I say the rich, I feel like people don't know what I'm talking about when I say the rich, because, like, you know, especially, like, racist conservatives, like, they hear me say down with the rich all the time. And they are so quick to just basically say, you know, like, who do you mean when you say the rich? So I want to just go. When I say the rich, I mean people who get money from not work, people who live a fairly affable life by not working. Because, like, if you don't know what they did to get their money, then if you don't know what they did to get to where they are, then they're rich. Okay. For example, I always say this, like, for example, I can tell you, like, Will Smith is rich. I know what he did. He acted. He's probably like a, he probably hasn't acted in a while, but he was an actor. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan is rich, but he also played basketball. Like, another way to kind of determine who's rich and who isn't, in my opinion, too, is how useful would they be if money didn't exist? To put this in perspective, Will Smith would still be entertaining. Michael Jordan would be coaching. I would like to think that he would be coaching his own basketball team. I would like to think that. I would like to think that, let's see, who else? Shoot. Like, I feel like if money didn't exist, Warren Buffett would be absolutely useless. Donald Trump would be absolutely useless. I feel like Elon Musk would also be absolutely useless, because I feel like Elon Musk is smart enough to understand a little bit about science, but not enough to actually want to do anything. So he would be useless, not because of his lack of talent, but because of his lack of drive, which is ironic because, you know, the whole thing about supercars, right? LOL. That's funny to me. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like you got like these like rich people, in my opinion, they're useless if money didn't exist. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to probably go over a lot of Republicans' heads, because like, well, if they were useless before, if money didn't exist and they'd be useless, then like, why do they have all that money now? And it's like, because the system that we live in coddles rich people. The system that we live in coddles, babies, protects, and do everything they can to make sure that rich people feel as safe and as, you know, because they're, you know, that's their special little man. You know what I mean? And I'm not, and my whole thing is I'm not against a system that coddles and protects rich people. Honestly, it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, once you could afford a certain way to live, by all means live it. But if you're that way of life involves harassing people, assaulting people, harming people, then that's not a life worth preserving. You should be able to say, like, you should be able to say as a society, you know, hey, this thing that you're doing, you shouldn't do that. You can still be rich, but you can't hurt people. You know what I mean? Like that shouldn't even have to be said. It should just be common practice. It should just be like something to take into consideration. And we have a system right now that's just like, oh well, we don't. But dang, no clue. Dang, we don't even know what to do, man. Like, you know, I mean, we should punish him, but if we do that, he won't be rich anymore. What do we do now? You know what I'm saying? It's like, but come on, man. It's like, I could get in trouble. Like, you know, if I lose my car, I'm screwed. In life, I am screwed. If I lose my car, I'm screwed. I can't go nowhere. I can't do anything. I'm literally stuck. Well, you could just do Uber and Lyft. No, I can't. I really can't. I cannot do that. It's very frustrating out here, man. True, because these things are now expensive. Like, the whole idea is that, like, my biggest problem with America is that, like, we've managed to find a way so quickly to turn something into, you know what I'm saying, into, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we managed to find a way to, like, turn things into just remorselessly expensive other things. It's sickening. I'm trying my best just to maintain a little bit of sanity here while I do this. I'm trying my best also to not be upset, because, like, I don't know if my next door neighbor can hear me or not. Speaking of my next door neighbor, it's an old issue, but I have to bring it up. As I've mentioned, I think I've said this before in one of my other podcasts. But, like, when I moved here in this apartment complex, like, and I want to say, what, like, August of last month or something, apparently there was people living next door to me. Those people, like, literally living in the door next to me, and they were not the cleanest, or, like, they were not the cleanest people. They, like I said, it was four people living in one apartment with pets. You know, it was a one-bedroom apartment. It was a mother, a father, and two kids in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, and I'm living in a one-bedroom apartment right now. And because I live small, I don't really have that much stuff. Like, the living room is bare. You know what I'm saying? The living room is empty. Like, you can't, whatever. But, like I could probably have another roommate up in here who could just literally have the living room to themselves. You know what I mean? Like, my closets don't have that much stuff in them. Like, I don't really have that. I do have a lot of clothes, but it's not clothes that I bought. It's clothes that my roommate gave me. My roommate, he's a bit of a fashionista, but also he was both losing and gaining weight at some point. So, like, whenever clothes didn't fit him anymore, he just given them to me. So I now have some clothes that are either too big for me or fit me just right, and makes me question, and kind of makes me question exactly how much weight did I gain or lose. So, like, you know, his clothes that he gave me is not just, you know, fashion statement as much as they're just kind of like letting me know, hey, you're losing weight, or hey, you're gaining weight. Because he was taller than me and a little bit more bigger than I was. In any case, though, I'm going in, and but I don't have that much stuff in my apartment. Like, but this is a family of four, like two kids, and I'm gonna assume that those two kids are teenagers. You know what I'm saying? And when they moved away, apparently from what my other neighbor, I'm gonna call him, like I said, two doors, from what he told me, the kids, they did, like I said, it was a living hell for them. You know, I can only imagine the smell. So so they would go out and they would act out. So they would spray paint things, like, you know, throw chairs into the pool, they would commit like all types of just ridiculousness. But apparently they never got evicted for being as ridiculous as they were acting, because they still paid their rent on time and stuff like that. But you know, I will always be convinced that, like, the people who broke into my apartment and the people who are, I'm guessing, still trying to terrorize me now, it's those two kids and maybe some friends of theirs. You know what I mean? And it's just like, because, like, I feel like they're genuinely upset that not only did they have to leave where they lived, but I ended up keeping the place where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm guessing there's a bit of a resentment. Plus, they're white, so I have to assume that they're racist because it's Texas. But it's just very frustrating to know that, like, this is what I might have to deal with a little bit. It's very frustrating. But I forgot why I brought them up. Whatever. But what I'm saying, though, is that, like, we live in a society right now where rich people are being coddled and babied. And like, my whole thing is that, like, if I have to worry about losing money and being financially unstable, then why shouldn't rich people as well? Like, if rich people have, like my one thing, I will always say this, man. I don't believe that rich people can't work, bro. If rich people could, like, imagine Donald Trump doing your job. Imagine Warren Buffett doing it. Imagine Elon Musk doing your job. No, seriously, put that in your head for a second. Could they do your job? And if your answer is, well, they shouldn't have to, then, like, would you like ketchup or salt on your boot that you're licking right now? You know what I mean? Nobody is telling you to, nobody is telling you to hate rich people. I'm not, like, you know, I ain't gonna lie. Like, actually, there's some rich people that I don't hate. You know what I mean? But it's, like, it's a question of simply, like, just use your brain a little bit here. Like, these people, like, some of these people are entertaining, talented, beautiful. It makes a lot of sense to just sort of like them, but they're not gods among us. They're just regular people who got lucky. And it shouldn't have to be like that. The system shouldn't be, if you're lucky, we'll do things for you. It should simply be, if you do what you're supposed to do, you'll get what you should get. You know what I'm saying? My problem is that, like, we basically placed human perspectives as universal standards. And a lot of human perspectives is based on humans. And some humans just don't think other humans should get things. For example, there's there's still racism in America right now. And there's still racism still, like, basically set the precedent for a lot of standards in America right now. You still have to have your hair a certain way. You still have to have how you look to be presentable. It's like, in other words, if you don't impress a rich elderly white guy, you might not get far in life. And that's very frustrating, because it shouldn't have to be like that. It should simply be, as long as you do the work, you should be able to get what you want. Or even better, as long as you just exist, you should be able to get things that you need. Because some things you shouldn't have to work for. You shouldn't have to work for a place to live. You shouldn't have to work for food. These are things that everybody needs. Like, even if money, to put this in perspective, if money didn't exist, you would still need food. You would still need shelter. You would still need a way to get around. You would still, there's some things that you just should be able to have already, or just be able to have access to already. And there's people out here who's basically trying to make it seem like, no, you need to work for that, because if you don't, you're lazy. Shut up. Like, maybe I'm just a bleeding heart liberal, whatever. I don't think I'm a liberal. I don't think I'm a Democrat or anything like that. I'm just saying, because I'm not saying give me a million. I'm not saying give me $1 million and a house. I'm simply saying give me a million. Like, if it costs $1 million for me to get a house, give me $1 million. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to afford my life. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why, poverty is being manufactured is because the people in control are trying to bring back slavery. And what better way to bring back slavery than to put everybody in prison and then just take out the people that you like? You know what I mean? Because that's all it is. You don't believe me? Like, look at, like, they're trying to outlaw homelessness. They're trying to make homelessness into a kind of, they're trying to make homelessness into like some sort of universal like crime. You know who's at risk of becoming homeless? People who can't afford homes to live in. Rather than make homelessness illegal, why don't you just make homes affordable? All these abandoned buildings and we can't turn them into residential areas, but you want to put homeless people in prison? You know why slavery is legal in prison. Does that sound like a conspiracy theory? Yes, but does it sound like a believable conspiracy theory is the question. It's like, which one makes more sense? A group of blood-drinking sexual predators for the children, you know, coming together and making life miserable for everybody? Or a system literally trying to turn poverty illegal so they can put poor people in prison just to enslave them? Like, think about it real quick. Look at your job. Look at your job. We're already enslaved, bro. The term working poor is a real life concept. If you work and you can't afford to pay all your bills with one check, if you can't afford to pay all of your bills with just one check, you're poor. You're a member of the working poor. You shouldn't need two checks to pay for all your bills. You should be able to pay for all your bills with one check and then save the other one, or do whatever you want with the other one. Rich people do that. Why can't we? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm about to start learning about investments and ETFs and all this other stuff right now, just because I feel like the financial market is purposely complicated, because at the very core of it is, let's find a way to give rich people more money. It feels like at the very core, the stock market, the financial market is just rich people playing with money. It's ultimately them turning money into something that's like something of worth. And the only way they can make something seem like it's worth something is unless rich people are involved with it. You know what I mean? That's the reason why they don't want to legalize weed, because you can't make weed into something that only rich people can do. You can grow weed. If you legalize weed and you make weed into like something, and I say this as a guy who doesn't smoke weed, but it's like, if you turn weed into something that like is legal, then poor people will still find a way to access it. And what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do? You're going to make weed that isn't sold by rich people illegal? Can't do it. I don't know where I was going with this. I'm just really frustrated, man. I'm financially unstable, and I'm just trying to live through this a little bit. Yeah, I will start like doing the Riverside video thing soon. Love, peace, happiness to everybody, and just challenge the oppressors, man. Love, peace, happiness, success, safety. Challenge the oppressors. Challenge the oppressors. We should be living better than this. Life is not supposed to be a struggle. And it dang sure shouldn't be a struggle for your kids.